As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Laniam, his crew, they're going to get you taken care of, man. There's nothing they haven't seen or fixed, so trust your vehicle to the experts at AIR, Advanced Import Repair. Okay, I'm going to be completely honest. I didn't even want to do this story because it's another Florida story. It's another alligator story, but I have to because there was a update on this story that I saw. So I saw this story the other day. It was like, I don't know, maybe Tuesday or something like that. And I'm like, oh, man, that's wild. But you know what? Maybe, don't read it. It's just another Florida alligator story. But there were some recent updates with it. And I'm going to play that for you right now. And then we'll get into this story. Because this guy is just, it almost bothers me how nonchalant he is about this. So here, take a listen.
I didn't lose my life, lost an arm. It's not the end of the world. They got my elbow, so I don't have an elbow. But I can still move my arm around and whatnot. I just saw a little lake, just trying to go over there and just, you know, take a little pee and whatnot. Something happened where I either tripped or, like, something, the ground below me kind of just went down, and I ended up in the water. And that's literally the last thing I remember. Fusion, I was like, whoa. Like, I was just, because I woke up, and I was just sitting here, and I looked over, and then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh. It kind of just looks like my arm just there, but not there.
That was a guy who recently had his arm ripped off by an alligator down in Florida. And he's just like, it happens. What can you do, right? Just an alligator ripped my arm off. What are you going to do?
It feels like it's there, but it's not there. Just the way he explains that.
Oh, man.
Well, here, like this part right here. This is what gets me. This is what right here.
And then I saw my arm the way it was, and I was like, ooh.
Oh. I was just like, oh, yeah. Oh, you got your arm ripped off by an alligator outside of a bar in Florida. You, sir, are way too chill for that situation.
Yeah, no kidding, though. Yeah, he just kind of not.
You know, he kind of reminds me of is the hitchhiker guy. Smash, smash, bah! Smash. You know, so this guy is nonchalant about it. He was taking a pee, which is illegal, by the way.
Yeah.
You can get in big trouble, especially in Florida.
And upon a listen. Yeah, they really crack down on that.
Don't be peeing in public in Florida. It's no joke over
here. You can do everything else in Florida, but do not urinate in public in Florida. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
He actually might have got off pretty good on this by losing an arm by an alligator rather than getting caught by the police peeing in public. But no. So he goes out and pees, falls into the water, and then he wakes up without an arm.
And this was his reaction. This was his reaction right here.
And I was like,
yeah. How drunk were you in Florida where your reaction to getting your arm ripped off by an alligator outside of a bar is literally just.
And I was like,
Now I don't have an arm.
Dude. I've said it once. I've said it 1,000 times. Florida, I don't know what the hell's going on with you.
You crazy.
You think about that, Hunter. It's a place where at a bar, at any point in time, all right, you could just go out and then lose a limb to a effing dinosaur, all right? Perfectly sculpted killing machine.
Welcome to the beautiful Sunshine State, the state of Florida, where alligators will rip your arm off.
Hey, think about that. You're having a nice time, all right? You're out there on vacation. You know, it's 1:45, 2 o'clock in the morning. You've tied one on. You've had a good time. Next thing you know,
hey, Brock, you got a dinosaur on your arm rolling around.
What?
Rolling around, just trying to rip your arm off. Get off of me. Gone. Arm gone.
The only thing you can do in that situation is hope that you had a drink with one of those little umbrellas and you stabbed the alligator in the eye with that little umbrella that was in your drink. Get out of here, alligator. That probably won't work.
Tore that bastard's eye out, though, yeah.
Hey, excuse me, sir. You just got your arm ripped off by an alligator. How you feeling?
And I was like, ooh.
Oh, is that it? It's just, ooh.
Ah.
My God.
You know, another thing is the phantom feeling. So people that lose a limb for a while claim that they can still feel like they can move their fingers and feel their fingers. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Your brain is just so used to having an arm there and fingers and whatnot that, like, you could still move it in your head.
That's why I always thought it'd be kind of cool to, like, not cool, I shouldn't say, but like just losing like one digit. Like, I'm not saying lop off the whole foot or anything.
We can arrange that for real. I have a hatchet.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it.
Let's try it.
Let's just say some like freak farm accident. I lose a pinky, you know. Then you got a story. Then you got a story for everyone too, right? Again, I don't want it to happen, but like, just like one digit. All right.
Hey, in a year, if you're walking around with 9 digits, I'm not going to feel bad. I'm going to be like, hey, remember what you said?
Remember the time you thought of me? I just want to see what it feels like to lose a digit. Oh. Like the pinky toe. Are you really going to miss it? No.
I don't want to lose a digit, period.
See, actually, you know what? This reaction right here.
And I was like, ooh.
Is okay for losing like a digit, okay? But when you get your entire arm ripped off by an alligator, you should be a little more upset. Anyway.
Well, maybe if you're from Florida, you just kind of like, ooh.
Maybe you just accept it. You're like, all right, this is what I get. This is the penance I pay for living in Florida.
Well, it's the norm. It's the norm.
That might be it.
You're part of the culture. You know?
That's the Florida mindset.
And I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
It's the Florida way, man.
Oh, wild, right? I'm not going to Florida ever again. Just I'm done with it. I'm done. Just like the ocean. I'm done with it.
Staying out.
And I was like, ooh.
Oh. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day brought to you by AIR. We'll be back.